Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to try and help you with all of your gardening needs. So if we can help you, call 800-259-9231. And this morning, we're going to talk with Art Crockett. A couple of timely things that we probably will give you some information on. One about is how to protect your plants during the winter. And some information about bed bugs. So I think you'll get some great useful information right there.
All right, Paul, before you go to the guest here, I do have an announcement of Jeff from Cape Cod raising the stakes to $800 on those tickets.
Wonderful. So if you'd like to win two Red Sox tickets for any Red Sox game this year, all the proceeds go to the Barbara Huff Cancer Foundation, and that's for any game. It could be opening day. Remember, the Red Sox just acquired Adrian Gonzalez, an unbelievable first baseman. Everybody else will be back, and it's all tax deductible. Call 877-996-4327 and then extension 125. Act. Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you, sir?
I'm terrific. How about you, Art?
Doing just great.
Tell us about protecting our shrubbery and making our Christmas trees last longer indoors.
Well, Paul, I think what you're thinking about is our Wilt Stop product. We have that is ideal for spraying on shrubs and trees outdoors to protect them in the wintertime. You think of mostly rhododendrons and azaleas and broadleaf evergreens that need protection in the winter so they don't dry out. Also works well on hydrangeas and such, rose bushes, deciduous plants as well, that might have a tough time getting through the winter. But basically what our Wilt Stop is a waxy type substance that helps hold moisture in the plant. And so it works same idea on cut greenery. Matter of fact, kind of a little funny story yesterday, my wife put up a wreath on our front door of our house, unbeknownst to me, and she didn't realize that typically I spray it with Wilt Stop every year before I put it up. I came home, and in the afternoon, it's on the sunny side of the house, and our whole house just smelled so nice of greens, and I realized that our poor wreath was cooking out on the front porch. We have a glass window that covers the storm door there that covers and makes like a little greenhouse effect for the wreath. So the poor thing cooked in one day out there because we didn't spray the thing with Wilt Stop. My wife put it up without me knowing about it. So I'm going to have to go out and get another one this morning, spray the thing, and then try to put it back up again. So
if you have a cut Christmas tree that you're keeping in the house and your house is relatively warm, they can use the Wilt Stop on the tree before they decorate it, and that will help to seal up the needles?
That's right. Just on trees, on cut greens of any type, centerpieces, you know, the garland around the stairway and things like that, any cut greens, even fresh flowers, that type of thing, it's like a waxy coating, and it holds the moisture in so it won't dry out so fast. I heard you talking earlier on your show about bringing in live Christmas trees and how important it is not to have them in the house for very long. I think it'd probably be a great idea to spray it with the Wilt Stop as well to help hold the moisture.
Exactly, exactly. Now, let's just get off this subject just for a second. We'll come back to it. But we've had a lot of talk on TV, on the radio, in the newspapers about bed bugs. Tell us what Bonide is doing to help the homeowners with bed bugs.
Well, the bed bugs certainly have been in the news a lot lately. It's kind of an ugly subject that might not want to talk about, but it's probably a good idea to know some things about them. You know, first of all, they don't just go to people because of their house is dirty or any type of that thing. There's, you know, people think of a stigma that goes along with bed bugs, and that's really not accurate. Bed bugs can really happen to anyone, and in particular, where most people are finding they're bringing home the problem is when they travel and go to hotels. I've seen in the news that you know, even some of the four-star hotels in the Big Apple are actually having problems, and clothing stores, cinemas, things like that, public places where people might go and then bring those bed bugs home. So again, it has nothing to do with how clean your house is or isn't, and that stigma is really, I just don't like that because it's not accurate. So anyway, the question would be is how to, the best question is how to make sure you don't get bed bugs. And the simple answer, you know, with the product that we have a product called Bed Bug Killer, and it's a spray that you can spray on your luggage, both inside and out, before you go on a trip. It's just a light spray that you put on and then let it dry before you put your clothes in, and that will protect, you know, because the bed bugs will get on the luggage and come home with you. And then the other thing is when you get to the hotel, you could, in fact, take some of our bed bug spray, if you feel so inclined, and spray there as well. Now, if you do get bed bugs in your house, there's a number of things that you need to do to take care of that. And again, the same bed bug killer is safe to apply right on your mattress. So the best thing to do would be to take your clothing off the bed, take the sheets off the bed and blankets and everything, and, you know, wash them and dry them at a high heat, because the high heat actually kills the bed bugs. But the bed bug spray, then after that you can spray your mattress, and be sure you get in all the little cracks and crevices, you know, of the folds of the mattress. And, you know, probably best to remove it from the bed and stand it up so you can get to all surfaces, and then let it dry before you put your bedding back on, and then you're okay to put the bedding on and, you know, get into bed. While you have it off the bed, though, take the bed bug killer and spray all the wooden part of the bed. The bed bugs like wood, and they can hide in crevices and cracks in the wood. So spray your bed frame, and especially a wooden bed frame. Also around the baseboards of the house, those type of places. So that type of spraying is going to go a long way towards getting rid of all your bed bugs. Now, we also have another product that I would highly recommend. It's actually a fogger. It's a Total Release Flea Fogger is the name of it. And what it is a fogger like you've probably heard of before. But what it does is it has a long-lasting effect against bed bugs and fleas and other insects, because it has an IGR, it's what it's called, a growth hormone or growth regulator in it, that will take care of larvae as well as the adults of the bed bug. Because like fleas, the bed bug, you know, part of its life cycle is such that its eggs may last a long time, or may be viable for a long time before they hatch and the insect comes out again. So you could possibly kill all the fleas or bed bugs in a certain situation, but that doesn't mean you will get rid of them forever, because you need to use this product that has the IGR. There's other bed bug, foggers on the market, including we have one too that's frankly not as good. It's called the household fogger. It doesn't have the long-lasting effect as the IGR that's in our flea fogger that works for bed bugs. So you can enclose the room and fog the room, and then open all the doors and windows and air it out, and then you're good to go. And that's going to be the long-range answer to taking care of bed bugs if you do have an infestation.
And this is perfectly safe to use in your home without having any adverse problems.
Right. Well, there's a few things on the label to be careful of. For example, you don't want to use it around the pilot light of a stove and that type of thing. So, you know, check the label on that, and make sure you turn your pilot light out, or any other, in fact, unplug the refrigerator, because any electrical, you know, electrical appliances that come on and off, they would need to be off so that there's no chance of, you know, for that short period of time while you have the thing going, that you could have a problem with a spark, I suppose. So I've never really heard of it happening, but we always like to read the label and be real careful to follow the instructions closely.
Okay.
And
now, can people get more information by going to the website, Art?
I'm glad you asked, Paul. We have a great website. Our website lists all our products, and if you click through and find the one you're looking for, then particularly these items, and all our products have the labels right there, so you can read all about them, how to use the products, what to expect, how to be careful about products, especially like that, you know, with the question you just asked about using the fogger in the house. So all that information is there, so you can safely use our products. It's www.bonai.com.
All right, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate all the information, and we'll pass it on. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonai Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonai Wiltstop.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I just wanted to give you a little bit of information about the bed bug situation, that there are products available, and once we get through the holiday season, then we'll give you more information on that, because I know some of you were concerned about it. I have received some emails, and there are good, safe ways to control them. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Caroline from Windham, New Hampshire, who has a question about a Christmas tree.
Caroline, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Yes, my husband has a black pine thunderhead, and it's in a black pot outside, and he was going to plant it, but he's got a lot of work to do to get it in the ground. So we had thought about bringing it in, but after hearing what you had to say about bringing in a Christmas tree, we decided that wouldn't be a good idea. So I'm wondering what other options we might have to keeping it over the winter without putting it in the ground and leaving it outside.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if the best thing to do is to put it someplace where it's going to be out of the wind, Caroline. So if you can put it up against a building or a fence just to break the force of the wind, because the tree is dormant, and it's not in the ground, and that container is small, so it can only hold so much moisture. So put it up against a building, a fence, to break the wind. If you can put wilt proof or wilt stop onto the foliage, as long as your temperatures are above freezing, that will seal the needles of that evergreen to prevent dehydration. And if you can cover the root ball, now probably the easiest thing for you to do is, if you're going to put it up against the house and it's in the planting area, dig a hole, submerge pot and all into the ground, and then fill it in and leave it there. That way, when the ground freezes, the container will freeze and everything will be okay. And then in the spring, you just pull the pot right out of the ground, and then he can plant it at his convenience at the location that he wants. But the better you protect it during the winter, the better the plant will be and will respond when the temperatures change. Okay? So a little bit of wiltproof, keep it out of the wind, in the shade, if possible. And cover that root ball either with a bag of mulch, pine needles, leaves, anything like that, just so that the root ball itself doesn't freeze and then thaw on a nice day and then freeze again at night, and that will do wonders for that plant. If you'd like to join the bid for the two Red Sox tickets, that's two tickets. They're in a field box, great seats, right almost on the ball field itself for any Red Sox game for next year. Any game at all, all the proceeds go to the Barbara Huff Cancer Foundation. The number to call to make your bid is 877-996-4327. Extension 125. The current bid is $800. Well worth it, and it's all tax deductible. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Michael from New Hampshire, who has a question about a lawn.
Michael, good morning. How can we help you with your lawn this morning?
Hi, Paul. I have a lawn that I take care of very well each year, but this year I forgot to get around to fertilizing it. I have some organic fertilizer. I want to know if it's too late to apply that now.
Where do you live, Michael?
I'm Merrimack, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
Yes.
So tell you, I think right now, if you put it down, it really isn't going to do much good. The ground is getting really, really cold. In some areas, the ground is partially frozen. I would save the bag, put it in your tool shed, keep it dry, and then in late March, early April, when the snow has disappeared, then I would put it down. But I really think putting it down now is not going to do much good because of the soil temperature and the time of the year. Thank you for the phone call. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Remember, the Red Sox ticket right now, $800 for two tickets for any game of the year for the Barbara Huff Cancer Foundation. Totally tax deductible and a great time for you and your family.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
How would you love to have songbirds and more colorful birds on your feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open the bag and smell the seed blend. You will be surprised. Just raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflowers, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle. Also, Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to their seed blends. That's Wild Delight. No waste, no mourning doves, no grackles. Wild Delight.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. In celebration of our launch, from now until December 6th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231, and the phone number to bid on the Red Sox tickets is 877, toll-free, 996-4327, extension 125. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jan from Maine, who has a question about a boxwood.
Good morning, Jan. How can we help you with your boxwood today?
Good morning, Paul. This spring, I transplanted two boxwoods about 3 feet in diameter from our home on the North Shore of Boston to up here to the coast of Maine. Now, they seem to be doing pretty well over the course of the summer. We watered them, and they're in a shady, primarily shady, but some sun they get during the day. But I noticed that in the late summer and early this fall that the leaves, especially the outside little leaves, are starting to turn, chartreusey kind of green, and some are actually turning brown. I looked inside the plant, and those leaves inside seem to be green. And I'm wondering, am I watering it too much, too little, or could it be a wind factor?
Okay. This time of the year, boxwood is evergreen plant, and like a lot of other evergreens, do change color as we get into the cold, wintry part of the season. So don't panic. You will get kind of a bronzy color, maybe even a copper color on it, and that is perfectly natural. The one thing that I would do, and like you, I planted some boxwood this year. We have a little Japanese garden in the backyard, and I planted some. And they've been sprayed with the wilt proof or wilt stop, whichever one you have near you. And that will seal the foliage to prevent water loss. And that will make a big, big difference. But other than that, don't be concerned about the change in color. The thing that causes the problem is a lot of sun and wind, and being that it's in the shade and it's somewhat sheltered, what you could do is, if you see that where it is you're getting some wind, put the anti-desiccant on it, and if it's really windy, then what I would do before the ground freezes, get a couple or maybe three tomato steaks, pound the tomato steaks in a triangle around the boxwood, and then you can wrap some burlap around it. And that will give it additional shade from the burlap and create a buffer from the wind. And it's always important for the first year to give it a little extra care. Once the plant is well rooted, then you should be okay. So shade, protection from the wind with either burlap or the wilt proof or wilt stop, or you could do both. And but as far as the watering, at this point you really shouldn't have to do anything. Just protect it from the weather, and which is the wind and the cold. And also make sure that there's a couple of inches of bark mulch on top of the soil, and that will act as insulation so that when the ground does freeze, the roots will stay frozen and they won't thaw and freeze on a steady basis. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Don, who's up next?
Up next we have Dorothy from New Hampshire, who has a question about a tree.
Dorothy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I have a flowering pear tree, and yes. Now that it has lost all its leaves, I see two huge web nest up in there, and I'm 88, so I can't climb up and get them and so forth. So I don't know whether they, when the cedar waxings come in the spring and eat all the other things off the tree, that they will eat the webworms or what.
Yeah, I wouldn't be concerned about it now because the cold weather, any nests with caterpillars have been killed. And the caterpillars have matured, turned to a butterfly or a moth, and have moved on. So once we get a good snow, the snow itself will knock that nest that the caterpillars made on the top of your tree, and that will clean it. So just be aware, keep an eye on it. And if next spring the caterpillar begin to make a nest again, the best product available is called Spinosad, Spinosad. And Spinosad is a bacteria, and it will not hurt the birds, it will not hurt most insects, but is very, very good on all types of caterpillar-type insects. Okay? Spinosad, at the first sign of a nest being developed on the top of your tree. But for now, leave it alone. Mother Nature will clean it when the snow arrives. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, we have Jim from Maine, who has a question about a butterfly bush.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Paul, thank you for taking my call. I have a question on a butterfly bush that I have. I have a very impressive plant that must be an inch and a quarter in diameter and 7 feet tall, and I'm just not sure how to put it to bed for the winter, if I cut it back or exactly what to do.
Okay, for now, for your butterfly bush, the only thing that you need to do is it needs to have some mulch or compost around the base of the plant, a couple of inches thick, so that the ground, once it freezes, stays frozen. If it's in a windy area, it may be a good idea to put some wool proof on it. But other than that, do not prune it, because if you prune your plant at this time of the year, where you make that cut, you will have an opening where the wind can pull moisture out of the stem and then that stem will begin to slowly dry out, and then you'll have dieback. So for now, a little bit of wilt-proof or wilt-stop, mulch around the base of the plant if there already is not, and then just wait until springtime. In the spring, I'd like to see you cut it back by about 20%. And that will stimulate more growth when it does form during May, and it will make the plant larger in diameter. It will double the amount of branches that your butterfly bush will develop, and that means doubling the amount of flowers. So I like to prune them back by about 10-20% every single spring, just to also control the size of the plant, but it does make it a lot bushier. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. And the Red Sox bid, the high bid right now, is $800. If you'd like to go see the Red Sox, any game that you choose, field boxes right on the field almost, call 877-996-4327, and that's extension 125. All the proceeds go to Barbara Huff Cancer Foundation. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Tom from Massachusetts, who has a question about it's a rose of some kind.
Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. My question is about a couple of camellia houseplants. One of them is about 20 years old. The problem I have is when I put them out for the summer, and then I bring them in, and the buds start to fall off. And by the time they should be blossoming, there's either no blossoms or only a couple of blossoms.
Okay. Camellias are plants that really, really like it on the cool side. So if you can put it in a room with bright light and cool down the room temperature-wise, you would see a big difference. When I went to school at University of Mass, one of the greenhouses that we learned our tropical plants was divided into two sections. One section was all tropical, and the other half were all camellias that were planted directly in the ground. And when you walked into the tropical house, my glasses would fog up because it was hot, it was humid. The camellia house was cold. It was probably about 50 degrees. And we were amazed that, you know, how could these plants survive the winter? And sometimes it got even colder than 50 degrees. But they told us that's the only way that the camellias would bloom. Now, there are varieties of camellias that will live on Cape Cod that you can plant, and they will flower for you every year. Apparently, you don't have that variety. You have one of the indoor plants that are more designed for the south. So what you need to do is really, if you can cool down that particular room, if you have a bedroom that's not being used, shut off the heat and really keep it cool. Mist the foliage on a daily basis, especially where the bud is attached to the stem. That will give it additional moisture, and that with the cool temperature should give you flower buds that will open. The buds are there, but cool, moist conditions is what the plant loves so that it will produce a flower for you during March, April, and May. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. John, who's up next?
Up next we have Phil from Cape Cod, who has a question about a hibiscus.
Phil from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Yeah, it's Phil. Good morning. I'm enjoying your program. I have a problem with a hibiscus that I love very much. I've had the plant for about 5 years, and I put it out in the summertime, and I take it in the wintertime, and it blooms continually all through the year. And this year, I've taken it in, and I noticed that the leaves seem to be drying out, and they're getting tiny holes in them, and it's starting to lose leaves. It's still blossoming, but, well, that's the problem. And I took some of the leaves off, and I looked at them with a very strong magnifying glass, and I couldn't see any insects on them. So I was hoping that you could solve the problem.
Do the leaves feel sticky by any chance?
No, they feel dry.
They feel dry, so there's no stickiness or sap on them.
No.
Okay. What I would do is, if you have in your tool shed a product called horticultural oil or all season oil, this is a product that's made, and it's like a liquid wax. You mix it with water, you spray it on the foliage of your plants, and if there are any insects, the waxy film that it creates will coat the insect, plugging in all of the pores, and the insect will not be able to breathe, and it will suffocate them. And what's nice about this is it will also kill all of the eggs of the insects on that plant. Most insecticides only kill the adults, and 2 weeks later, you've got the same problem all over again. So try that, okay? Now, the other thing, fertilize them every time you water. They love food. And if you normally forget, buy Osmocote pellets. And every time the pellets get wet, they will bloom. Thank you. If you want to bid on the Red Sox tickets, we've got about 10 minutes. Toll free, 877-996-4327.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the plants protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to those phone lines. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Jean from Massachusetts, who has a question about Earthbox.
Jean, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to be talking with you. I couldn't get you last weekend. I missed hearing you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, we couldn't get any reception here in Provincetown from you.
How can we help you today, Jean?
Does the Earthbox have a cover?
Yes, it has it's like a very porous cloth cover that keeps all of the weeds from germinating and holds the moisture in. And you can buy that Earthbox cover at any garden center where they sell the product. Now, you were thinking for that, or were you thinking of a cover to protect it during the winter?
No, not particularly. Just mostly in the spring and summer.
Yeah. If you go to any garden center where they sell the earth box, they sell a package that has a new earth box cover that has like a piece of elastic around the bottom to hold it snug in place. It also has in the same package fertilizer and some lime to sweeten that soil so that things will grow a lot better. And that's available just about every place right now. Thank you, Gene. We appreciate the call. Don, who's next?
Up next, we have Carol from Massachusetts, who has a question about a mole.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling for my son, actually. He has a problem with a mole in his lawn, and he's tried all the commercial products, and nothing seems to work. What can he do?
And he's tried various products with no results at all.
Right.
Okay. Well, they moles are rodents that will eat worms. Voles will eat vegetables. So they'll eat tubers, they'll eat flower bulbs, and things like that. What I would suggest he do at this time of the year, because the ground is getting ready to freeze, moles have two tunnels, one close to the surface and one about 4 feet below the soil line. And the one product that I've had really, really good results is called Mole Scram. And I would have him try that one more time if he hasn't already used it. Put it down and then water it in so that it changes the powder to a liquid so that it can get into the soil to prevent this mole from tunneling during the winter. The other thing is, if he knows where the mole is, have him walk that area in the next couple of weeks to see if there's a tunnel or a little indentation forming in the lawn. And if he starts to notice a visible mound, if he can collapse that tunnel before the ground freezes, that will prevent the mole from moving around during the winter. And he can just walk right on it, collapsing it. If he could do that until the ground freezes, that will keep them underground. They won't be able to get any food for the winter, and that will help to eliminate the problem also. Okay? But that's about all he can do at this time of the year for the moles that are creating a problem in his lawn. John, I think we get one more in.
All right, we have Morgie from Plymouth, Massachusetts, who has a question about a magnolia.
Okay, tell me about your magnolia this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. You always brighten my Sunday morning, so I've finally gotten the courage to call in and ask
you about
a magnolia tree that I have that has been in its place for about 3 years, and we're considering putting an addition on, so it's right in the way, and it's so big that I need the excavator to move it up the hill where I want it to be. If they start construction before Christmas, is it too late to move that?
No, it actually will be a good time because the tree itself is dormant. So have them dig a nice big hole, get as much of the root ball as possible, wrap it with burlap, and then move it to a location where it's going to be sheltered from the wind. Thank you. And Jeff, from beautiful Cape Cod, we appreciate the bid for $800 for the Red Sox tickets, and we'll be in contact with you today. Have a great week, everybody. See you next Sunday. Bye-bye.